Okay, today's Daf Lamed Tes. Today's Daf Lamed Tes. We're on Daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis. We're up to where it says about halfway down, maybe slightly more than half, but around half, where it says Amr of Papa. Amr of Papa, Mena Aminala. Amr of Papa, Mena Aminala. How do I know, I don't know what, how do I know, Rashi says, that the extra three sprinklings that are not ma'akev, right? We said, according to Beis Hillel, only the first sprinkling is ma'akev. The extra three, you don't have to do it. It's nice. If you don't do it, no harm, no foul, right? So what if you get dirty? What if the blood from those extra three goes on to the begadim of the Kohen? Does it require him to wash those begadim or not? So Rav Papa said it does. So Amr Rav Papa, Mena Aminala. How do I know that? Ditnan. Because it says in a Mishnah, this Mishnah is later in the Masechta, in the Daf Tzadik something, Nitaz min atzavar ala beged, eno ton kibus. If the blood spritches from the neck of the animal onto your beged, eno ton kibus. It does not require, you don't have to wash your beged for that. It's all full of blood. It doesn't matter. You don't have to wash your beged. Why not? Because it's only the only time you have to wash your beged, the Kohen, is when it gets dirty from dam that's roi to be used for sprinkling. Since this dam is not roi, because it never went into a kli, it's not roi, you don't have to wash the beged. You want to walk around with dirty begadim? That's fine. It's not a pagam, it's not a lack of kavod for Hashem, all that. It's okay. Mina keren. However, what if somehow you're walking by and there's blood on the keren and you bump into the keren and you get all dirty blood? Mina umina yisod, or from the yisod, eno ton kibbutz. Again, you don't require kibbutz. Why not? Because that blood's already been done. It's already been sprinkled. The blood's already been sprinkled. So what, right? It's already been sprinkled. So what dam will cause a problem? Dam that's right to be sprinkled, that hasn't been sprinkled yet. Ha min ha roi le karen, but if it's roi for the karen, I just didn't sprinkle it yet, and then some schlamazel bumps into me, and the whole thing spills all over me, then I have to wash the begadim. Right? Got that? If you don't get this, you're not going to get the hold off. That's not so, we didn't say anything so hard. Min ha roi, what?
I wouldn't have thought that.
Correct. Okay, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. Okay.
No, I wouldn't.
Hamanaroy le keren toy kibus. If it's roy for the keren, that's toy kibus. That requires kibus, right? Which roy for the keren? It's mashma from Rav Papa. Even the three that are not makiv. I did one sprinkling. I have the cup over here. Should I do the other three? I went to Daf Yomi. It's not Hilbert. Hill said it's not an issue. Why should I waste my time? I'll just go home. Boom, it spilled all over me. So it's mashma. I have to do toy and kibbutz, even though it's from the three that are not even ma'akev. Says Rav Papa, there's my raya. Very simple. Okay? Now, we're going to ask a kasha now on Rav Papa. We're going to ask a kasha on Rav Papa, which, because of this kasha, we're going to reject it. And back on Amud Aleph later, Ravina is going to resurrect it. It's not a kasha. The kasha is like this. Ul taimech, but according to you, what did we just say? What if there's two dam, there's two things that you do with dam. Number one, you sprinkle it on the keren, you apply it to the keren, whatever. Then we said, if it's on the keren already, you don't have to wash. Why? Because it's already been done. But if it's roy for the keren, it's still in the cup, then you have to wash your clothes. What about if it's on the yisod? Now what happens after you sprinkle, you have leftover dam, right? What do you do with that? You pour it down to the yisod. So what did the Mishnah say? What did the Mishnah say later on? That min hakeren umin hayisod eino ton kibus. You don't have to wash the clothes. Why don't you have to wash the clothes min hakeren? It's already been applied. Min hayisod, it's already poured there, right? But if it's roy for the keren, that's when you have to wash your clothes. So you see what Papa said? Even if it's on the three that don't matter, you still have to wash your clothes. What about min haroy liyisod? Same diuk. Min haroy lekeren, you have to wash. What about min haroy liyisod? You have to wash there also? That doesn't make any sense. What do I mean, min haroyli yisod? It means I've done all the applications. I have leftover dam. It's roy for the yisod. I'm about to pour it, and it spills all over me. I have to wash for that? It's already been done. So the diuk is not parallel. It said, you understand what's going on? Min ha yisod, min ha keren. If the blood on the keren gets you dirty, you don't have to wash your begadim. Why? Because it's already been used. Min ha yisod, already been used. You don't have to wash.
Because the fact that he's saying min ha yisod, he didn't have to say it.
Oh, the Gemara is an excellent point. Excellent point. But if it's min ha roy le keren, min ha roy le keren, that's where you have to wash your clothes. Right? Min ha roy le keren. What do I mean min ha roy le keren? You're about to sprinkle. It's roy for the keren. And then boom, it's spilled all over you. Even if it's the last three. Because the Mishnah doesn't make a distinction. Even if it's the three that are not ma'akim. So what do you see? It says, Rav Papa, if you get the blood on you, you have to wash your clothes. But 1 second. According to that, min ha roy le yisod, should be the same halacha. That's not true. Because min ha roy le yisod, it's already been used. What is it? It's extra dam. What are you going to do with it? Pour it down. That spills on me. I have to wash my clothes? Why? It's already been used. Min ha roy le yisod, ain't a ton kibbutz. Haman a royal yisod, ton kibbutz. But if it's roy for the yisod, that requires kibbutz? Why? Asher yazik tiv. It says asher yazeh. Prat, lezeh, shekvar hiza. Only if it's asher yazeh, it's eligible to be sprinkled, then you have to wash your clothes. But if it's already been sprinkled, then why should I have to wash? So this Mishnah can't be a writer of Papa because it doesn't make any sense. You got that? You look puzzled.
I don't know.
You look perplexed. What?
You've already done the application.
Right, so then you've already done the application, and the blood does not make you have to wash. Okay. It doesn't make you.
So how's it not right again?
It's so Rav Papa said, the Mishnah said two things. If it's Mina Yisod, Mina Karen, or Mina Yisod, you don't have to wash. Why? Because you've done your avoda. But if it's Roy for the Karen, then you do have to wash. You didn't do avoda yet. That would mean that if it's royally yisod, I also have to wash. And that's not true. Because royally yisod means I've already done it. You got that? So therefore, there's a kasha on Rav Papa. There's a kasha on Rav Papa. So the Gemara is going to answer, in order to get out of this kasha, now, Hamani Rav Nechemya. This brisa, this Mishnah, goes according to the opinion of Rav Nechemya, who does hold this funny shita. Okay, he holds that even the dam that's roy for the yisod requires kibbutz. Even the dam roy for the yisod. So Rav Papa can only make sense according to Rav Nechemya. But according to the Chachamim, it doesn't make any sense. Right? Okay. One second. Now, the point is that if you hold that the whole diuk is wrong, because if you hold it's roy for the yisod, you don't require. So maybe if it's roy for the keren, you also don't wash. So it's no rioter of papa at all. That's what we're trying to say. It's no rioter of papa. Do you understand why it's no riot?
Where are they coming with these ideas from? Is this written somewhere?
There's a Mishnah.
Or the kibbutz. Is a Mishnah?
The Mishnah said. It's a Mishnah Daf Tzadik something. Tzadik Gimel. Tzadik Gimel? Amar Aleph. There's a Mishnah Tzadik Gimel Amar Aleph that says, read the word. We just read the words of the Mishnah. Min HaKeren D'Tznan. Nitaz Min HaTzavor. If the blood sprinkles out of the neck, spritzes out of the neck, ala beged, on your clothing, ain't no ton kibbutz. It doesn't require kibbutz. Why not? Because that dam was not roy for Tzrika. Why not? It was never makabel in a kli. Next line: Min haKeren u'min haYisod ain't oton kibbutz. If your clothing got dirty from dam already on the Keren and already on the Yisod, also ain't oton kibbutz. Why not? Why not have to wash your clothes? Because this blood's already been sprinkled. So therefore, the avodah's already been done, and for some reason, which we'll learn on that side of Gimel, it doesn't require washing your clothes.
The problem with this whole thing is that sounds like that's the chacham though.
Correct. The diuk is, ha min ha keren, that's when you have to wash your clothes. What does min ha keren mean? I'm sorry, Haroy la Karen. That's what you have to wash the glass. What does it mean, Roy la Karen? It's in the cup. It's Roy for the Karen. I'm on my way. And look, the whole thing spills all over me. And that's mashma, says Rav Papa, even on the food that I don't even makiv. Because the Mishnah doesn't make a distinction. That can't be right. Because if that's right, then what does it mean when Haroy la Yisod? When Haroy la Yisod means I'm about to pour it down to the Yisod, but it's already been sprinkled. So then it's not, that should not require, that should not require kibbutz. And yet it does, if the diak is correct. Therefore, the diak can't be correct. They have a kash on Rav Papa. So the Gemara answers, no, that's only according to the Shita from Nechemya. Ein Echanami.
Where's the Nechemya from?
1 second. Ditnan. Where's the Nechemya from? Excellent question. Ditnan. The Gemara asks, who is this from Nechemya? Ditnan. There's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Rav Nechemya Omer, this is a
different Mishnah.
Rav Nechemya Omer, Shiari Hadam, listen to this. You done your chatas. You did your whole avoda. Kedatsu, kedin, every chumr. Now, what do you have? You have some dam left in the cup. What are you supposed to do with that dam? You're supposed to pour it down the yisod. You didn't do that. You took it out. You took it home to show your wife. Down the old city. You took it out of the basement of this grounds. So, there's an argument to say, so what? Okay, this is not ma'akev. This is just leftovers on ma'akev. Rav Nechemya said, no, it's ma'akev. Rav Nechemya said, Shiari hadam, shakrivim bachutz, you take it outside the Beit HaMikdash grounds, chayev. Yichayev, what do you chayev for? Right? Yichayev. This is yichayev kares. Okay? Rashi says, look at the second to last line of Rashi, af al pi af shel chatos hachitzonios, even though this chatos, shakrivim bachutz, chayev. Yichayev for this. Why yichayev for this? Not even ma'akev. Alma, what do you see? Dam kachashiv lu. He holds his dam chashiv, and Rashi didn't finish the sentence. And therefore, this dam requires washing. He didn't finish the sentence, mamish. This dam requires washing. Why? Because Nechemya, look what Nechemya said. Now, is that a fair, just because he holds that, he holds you have to wash it? Says the Gemara, Ema dishmat leilu Rav Nechemya lin halah. Maybe Rav Nechemya only said a halacha regarding taking it out of the grounds of the Beis HaMikdash. That he said, you're right. Midi dahavi aivarim, upadarim. Because it's no different really than aivarim, upadarim, fats that are burned, which don't have to be burned. But if you don't have any fats, so you forgot to burn them, it doesn't affect the carbon. Yet, you can't take them home. So it's no different than the dam. But lini kibus, but regarding washing, mishmasle. Whoever said such a thing? Whoever said such a thing? So the Gemara says, in. He did say such a thing. He did. Vatanya. Right? We learned in a brisa. Domim hatu'unin yisod. Dam that requires to be on the yisod. Tu'unin kibus. Requires. Here it is. Dam that belongs on the yisod requires kibus. I mean, you can't get more black and white than that. It's dam that's not ma'akev. It's already done. It goes on the yisod, shirayim. Yet you get that goes on your begadim. You have to wash your begadim. Umachshava moelas bahen, and you can have pickle there too, which is also a novelty because we said you can't get pickle on the non on a not a real avoda, right? Rashi says second line im chishev b'shvichasan amanat lechol basal lemachar. If you have a thought to eat the basar at the wrong time, why are you pouring the dam on the yisod? It's extra dam. You can have make pickle on that. Then it says, we're going to ask about that. Okay. Now, this Mishnah, this Brisa, continues and says, V'amale mehen bachutz, chayev. And if you take it out, you're also chayev. Like what Nechemya said. Take it home, this dam, you're chayev. Chayev kares. Damim hanishpachin la'ama, but blood that's poured down the ama, what's the ama? The ama was some kind of canal. Where is this canal? Running through or underneath the Beit HaMikdash grounds, only puzzle things went there. So this dam is not even from a valid carbon. Maybe the animal had a mum, it was tummy, whatever happened to it. So he built there. That ain't on the kibbutz. That does not require kibbutz because there was never a carbon. The ain machshava moelas bohen. No machshava's pickle is going to be a problem about that. Right? V'amala me'michutz potter. And if you take it home, that dam, you putter on that. Why? Because that dam has nothing to do with the carbon. It was a puzzle carbon. Now, man shmas le dam ha'mayla man bachutz chayev. Who said this? Who said that if you take it out, you chayev kares? Who said that? The answer is, it's from Nechemya. It's from Nechemya. V'ka'amar, and we said, tu'unim kibbutz. He requires kibbutz. So therefore what? Therefore what? Therefore, our person who holds kibbutz must be Reb Nechemya. And therefore, there's no rioter of Papa. Because according to Rav Papa, obviously the blood that's roy for the yisod does not require kibbutz. So therefore, blood roy for the keren also doesn't require kibbutz. So there's no rioter of Papa that the three not ma'akiv sprinklings require kibbutz. No raya. Now the Gemara says, 1 second. Umachshavim wells behen. You can have a machshavas pigel by the shirayim. How could that be? That's not even part of the carbon. I mean, it's part of the carbon in a very complete way. You want to completely do everything proper, not for purposes of pigel, but vatanya. Yatsu shirayim, vaktaras imurin, shirayim, pouring the shirayim and burning the fats. Those things, shemakon is a kapara. That ma'akev. And she'em achshav from Ellis Ben. And there's no pickle for that. Right? No pickle for that. Answers the Gemara, Ki tanya hahi, when did the Braisa say that if you have me'ila, you're chayiv pigle, not me'ila, I'm sorry, if you have a pigle thought, you're chayiv pigle, b'shalosh matanos shebechatas. No, we're not talking about the shirayim, we're talking about those three matanos, which are not ma'akev. And if you have pigle thought by them, yes, you create pigle. Why? It's still part of the kapara. It's still tangentially part of the, yes, I'm ma'akev. But if I have pigle thoughts by them, what's the story? I am chayev. Right? Right? So Rashi says in the first skinny line, v'kula chada milsehi. It's one long story now. Demaskana dekushyuhi. V'lav shinuye. It's not an answer. Klomar. Lo tishimine de devarim tudin kibbutz. Afilu of Nechemya. Da braisa shalosh matanos shebechatas. We're talking about the... So now, it's not even an answer now. Because we're not talking about the Yisod at all. Iha. So, therefore, we're talking about the shalosh matanos shebechatas. Yeah. Right. So, if we're talking about the three sprinklings of the chatas, we're not talking about the yisod at all now. So maybe it is a rioter of Papa. Because we're not, the whole kasha was on the yisod. So maybe it's not a kasha anymore. So the Gemara says, 1 second, Ihachi tu'unin yisod? Where does that blood go? On the yisod? No. The Karen Usli. It goes on the Karen. Right? So what kind of, the whole price doesn't make sense now. So the Gemara says, no, Ema, change it to mean, nit'onin yisod. This will be eligible for the yisod if you do the sprinklings and you have left over. So it's eligible for the yisod. Okay. Umachshava mu'elos behen? Can you have pigle on these three matanos? We had a mission in the past 2 days that said no. Why not? Because it's not ma'akev. Papa said, we ended off yesterday's daf, that if these three matanos, lo shi'aria, it's not going to be required to, that's not going to matter the meat, lo mefalgla, you can't have pigle, and then you're not going to have to bring it into the heichal. So Gemara says, okay, you're right. Elakitan yahi bedamim, no, not you're right yet. Elakitan yahi bedamim hapanibium. Now, you know what we're talking about now? We're talking about a carbon that has to go, one of the three chatases, that has to go into the little mizbeach in the Kodesh. Right. That, all the applications were required. That, not like the outer, where one was enough. There, all four are ma'akev. So on there, you can just pickle on all four. That's what we're talking about. Right?
And you have to have kibbutz afterwards.
What?
And you have to have kibbutz if that's where you're taking sprinkling.
Yeah, 1 second. Inside. So you have to have kibbutz if it spills on you? Yeah. But what about the shirayim? That we don't know. So Rashi says, lolam b'shirayim. Really, we're talking about the shirayim now. The hakamanda amar l'kaman shirayim apanim ma'akvi. And the inner shirayim, the inner thing, it's ma'akiv, all four. Hilga chashivi pigel, l'in chutz l'in kibbutz. Therefore, it's considered pigel, and regarding kibbutz as well. Avo b'dam machitzoni yamai. So what about dam, the outer dam? Then you're going to be putter. Putter for what? Putter for pickle. Why? Dam akiv. So adetani adam hanishbachim la'ama. So what did we say? We said in this brisa, dam that you have to wash. But the dam that's poured down to the ama, which is a pasul carbon, that you don't have to wash. And you can't have pickle for that either, because the whole thing is pasul. So the Gemara says, 1 second. So you wanted to make two cases. One where you chayef, one where you putter. Why dredge up the case of the ama, which is a case out of left field, within the very halachas of regular, good karbanos, you can make a distinction. Liflog v'lisibididei. Remember the marmurim. When do we say that the machshav is going to work? It's b'dam ha'pnimiyim. That's by inner karbanos. Al-b'dam ha'chitoniyim, putter. But with outer karbanos, you're going to be putter. Why are you going to be putter? Because, why are you going to be putter? Because halach is, you're putter. You cannot make pigle on a not ma'akev issue, on a not ma'akev sprinkling. Does anybody know what's flying? So, the Gemara answers, Hamani, a good friend of Nechemihi. That is from Nechemia. That what? Rashi says, Af shiraya machitzonim shakriv machutz chayev, because he holds that you are chayev on shiraya machitzonim. Therefore, to say that there's two cases, it's only one case. He never distinguishes between the two cases, between inner chatzis and outer chatzis. But according to him, he required on all four for both. Therefore, the only way to make a distinction was to talk about a carbon that got puzzled. Damar shiraya adam shakriv machutz chayev. Damar Shari Hadam Shakevim Bachutz Chayev. Falo Masni Le Tlasa Paturi Labahadi Tlasa Chiyuvi. And he doesn't compare the three that are putter to the three that are Chayev. What does that mean? The three that are putter are Kibus, Machshava, and Hala. So, as Rashi says, Kibus and Machshava, yes, but halah, no. So there's different halachas now, according to Ibn Nechemia. What about kibbutz? He would say, yes, you have to do kibbutz. On where are you? Either the inner chatas or the outer chatas, on all four, you require kibbutz. What about pigle? Yes. What about taking it out? So then maybe he's not so machir about that. So the three don't match the three. Not, it's not three cases, it's only two out of the three. Okay.
The problem is, really comparing a bunch of different things.
Yes. We started off with such an easy question. Question was, Rav Papa said that if the three sprinklings of Shana Ma'akev fall on your begadim, you have to wash them. How do you know that? Because the Mishnah said that the Mishnah said that, again, if the dam is already on the Karen, then you don't have to wash.
Right.
If it's already on the Yisod, you don't have to wash. If it's roi for the Karen,
then you have to wash.
The mashma, you have to wash.
Right.
Then the Gemara asks, what about if it's roi for the Yisod? It's also mashma, you have to wash. And that's not true. So because of that kasha, we said, no, it's from Nechemia. We got a whole sidetrack with Nechemia. Ravina says Marcel's answer. Very simple. Ravina Omar, mina Karen, mamish. Minha Karen means Minha Karen, Mamish Minha Karen. Meaning, if the dam is on the Karen, you don't have to wash. Minha Yisod, what does Minha Yisod mean? That it's Mamish on the Yisod? No, then we have a Kasha. It means Minha Royal Yisod. It's Roy for the Yisod. What does it mean it's Roy for the Yisod? I have it here in my hand, and I'm about to pour it in.
Oh, that's the same application at the same time.
What?
Same. That means it's after the Karen, before the Yisod.
Right.
Which is the same thing we said, right?
Correct. Right. So, Amale Rav Tachlifa Le Bargaza Le Ravina. So, Tachlifa Bargaza Le Ravina. What kind of... First of all, how can you even... First of all, we're going to have your question in a second. Before that, the Duke... It says, Mina Karen, Mina Yisod. Mina Karen means Mamash Mina Karen. Mina Yisod means Mina Royal Yisod. How can you make that distinction? Ema, Ediv Edi Royhu. It both means right. Or both after, right? So the Gemara answers, Haimai. Marcel's answer. Hashta, roi le keren amarta lo. If it's roi for the keren, what does amarta lo mean? It should be amarta yes. Right? Roi le keren amarta lo.
Not required.
So roi le yisod mi boy? I need you to tell me that if it's roi for the yisod, is that required? Of course, obvious. It's already been used. Ella, we're there for what must the Mishnah mean? Minakaren mamish. Right? Minakaren means Minakaren mamish. Rashi, look at the Rashi in the second wide line. Elavadai, Minakaren, Karen mamish. Avala roi le Karen. What if it's roi for the Karen? Meaning, I'm about to use it and then it spills on me. Kols man shalo gomar mat no nosav toin kibus. As long as you didn't do the applications, you require a kibus.
Right, exactly.
And if it's roi for the yisod, ain't on ton kibus. Of course you don't need kibus. Right? Lima'ut shirayim, to exclude the shirayim. The imena yisod mamish lo yitzrichale, because the yisod mamish, of course you don't have to wash it. It's already been used. So therefore, that's your answer. Right? Hashta, my. 1 second. Yeah. Mina yisod biboya, ela mina karen mamish. Mina yisod, mina royal yisod. Very good. Okay? Excellent. Next. The next part of the Mishnah said like this. Kol ha'nitanan al mizbeach ha'panimi, any blood applications on the inner mizbeach, which was only done for 3 karbanos. A carbon par helam davar shal tibur. The whole Klai Yisrael made a mistake. Second one is Kohen Gadol made a mistake. And the third one is on Yom Kippur. The par of Yom Kippur. Everything else was only 3. So, those 3 require all 4 matanos. And the Mishnah said, in chisar achas ben matanos, lo kippur. You don't get a kapara for it. Okay? Now, the Gemara is going to say, Tanur Abanan. Right? It says in the Torah, regarding a par helam davar shel tibur, right? It says like this: Va'asa lepar, due to the par, kasher asa lepar hachatos, like you did to the par hachatos. Which par hachatos? The chatos of a kohen gadol. Whatever you do for that one, do for this one. Va'asa lepar, kasher asa lepar hachatos. Ken yaselo, so you should do for this one. It'll be a kapara for Klai Yisrael. Okay? Whatever you do for that one, do for this one. So, Tanur Rabbanan. Va'asa, kasher asa. Do for this one, whatever you did for the par of the Kohen Gadol. Ma bo lamed. What is that Torah telling me? Now, there's a Rashi, a very long Rashi, but I think we should try to start it. Va'asa, kasher asa. Bepar helam davar. I'm in the Rashi of Asa Kasher Asa. The fourth line, the lines are wide. La'achash pirish b'kol matanos damo. After the Torah already told me everything to do with the par, Hel Davar Shel Tzibur, Shana Lichtov, the Torah says again, apparently without any reason, V'aso lebar, Kasher Asa lebar achatos. Whatever you do for this, whatever you do for that one, do for this one. It says Rashi, U'mikra she'eno tzarechu. Why do Pasuk have to say that? Shari kol avodosav nisparshu. Everything was sense what to do. The Torah only says that, but it doesn't want to tell you what to do. Do whatever you do for that one, do for this one. But the Torah already said what to do for this one. So what's it saying? Whatever you do for that one, do for this one. It's extra. It's not necessary to say that. Chutz, except me, Yisera HaKaved, Ushtei HaKloyos, Shutarach Luma, Lipar Korin HaMashiach, Hamo Lamayla HaMenu. Except for what you do with the Kaved, Yisera HaKaved, and the Shtei HaKloyos, which is not for a Kapara anyway. So Rashi's going to say, the high lekel meimar shutarch lumo lipar koy mashiach hamolamai lahemenu. Of the lekel meimar the lachi hadar vaakshinu lahamilsa. That time why the Torah said again, whatever you do for the par for the koy gadol, do for the par of the rishon tzibur. Not to tell me about the kloyos. Why not? The high krok siv be kapara because it says kapara. The kiper aleim emurehen lo makapri la makvi kapara. The emurim is not a kapara. So when the Torah said, whatever you do for the par of the koy gadol, do for the par of the davar. Why did the Torah say that? There's nothing we don't know already what to do. Therefore, Ella, Kula Ladrasha, everything is for Adrasha, Visar Sehu, means, and put the Pasuk out of order, do anything you want with this Pasuk, the whole Pasuk is extra. Whatever you did for the Kohen Gadol, do for the Pilum Dover. I know that already. The Torah didn't. The Torah wasn't stingy what to do for the Parham Dover. The Torah told me. So what does this mean? Do whatever you have to do. So therefore it's extra. Okay. Now that it's extra, now the Gemara is going to go. Ready? Here we go. Ma bol lamed. So why is this pasuk even written? Luch bol b'haza'aso. To tell you to double over the haza'os. What does that mean? V'lamad. She'im chisar achas mikol ha-matanos. That if you don't have all the sprinklings, ma'akev. That's why it's written again. It's ma'akev. Not like by Hibbet Hill says one is enough by a chatzos. That's by an outside chatzos, not by these. These are ma'akev. Ein li'ela matan sheva she'ma'akvos b'chol makom. I only know about the seven that are ma'akev in all places. Matan dam minayim. What about the four? Tamad lomar ken ye'aseh. What on earth does that mean? We're not going to explain that till tomorrow. What does it mean? The seven and the four. What does that even mean? But hold off on that till tomorrow. Lepar. What about the par? The word par. Zeh par Yom Kippurim. That's the par of Yom Kippur. That it has the same requirements as the other two pars that are inside. Kasher also lepar. Zeh Kohen HaMashiach. That's the par of the Kohen Gadol. Hachatos. Elu Se'irei Avodas Kochavim. Those are the goats of the of Avodah Zarah that that's another carbon. I'm sorry, I left out. That also has to go on the inside Mizbeach. It's also Ma'akev. Okay, very good.
What's the carbon?
It's for someone worships Avodah Zarah.
Okay.
And these carbonos, nobody eats them. They're all burnt. No, no. Okay. Yachal ani marbe af tziri haragolim. Maybe I'll include also the same story, the goats of the golem that are brought on a regel and Rosh Chodesh, that should also be the same halachas. Tamad lomar, lo. It says lo. So umay roiz l'rabba says elu l'hotias elu. Why are you adding some and excluding others? Ma'achar shariba ha'kasev umiyet. The Torah has a ribui and a miyot. So why are you including Avodah Zarah and excluding regalim? So the Gemara says, Marbani is Elu, I'm going to include Avodah Zarah in this world, whatever world it is, we don't even know what it is. We'll do it tomorrow. Shemechaprin alaveros mitzvah alaveros alaveros mitzvah yidua. Because they're mechaper for a known mitzvah. That you know you did something wrong. What do? You worship the Avodah Zarah. Umotzi is Elu, and I'm going to exclude the regalim, she'ein mechaprin alaveros mitzvah yidua. That I'm mechaper for known averos. What are they mechaper for? Tumah. What kind of tumah? Maybe you tell me. I don't know. If I know I'm tummy, I don't need the Rosh Chodesh carbon. I don't need the regalim carbon. If I know I'm tummy, right? I know I'm tummy. I'm tummy. And then I either ate kachim or went to the Beit Hamikdash, right? I don't need the carbon for that. So what's the carbon for? If you didn't know, right? You didn't know. You didn't know that you you thought you'd go visiting the Taj Mahal. Really, you went to the Har HaBayis. You didn't know. That's what that's for. And you never found out, right? And you never knew. So that's such a funny thing. So we're not talking about carbons like that. You don't even know what we're bringing it for. V'chiper, afal pi shelo samach. It's good to kapara even if you didn't do smicha. V'nislach, afal pi shelo not in the shirayim. Even if you don't pour the shirayim down the yisod, it's still good. What's not good? If you don't do the hazos, that's not a good carbon. So why is the hazos so makbid on the hazos and on the shirayim and on the what's the other one? And on the kapar, on the smicha, we're not so makbid. How come? My royes lipsal ba'azos ulachshir b'smicha v'shirayim. How come when it comes to that, when it comes to azos, the carbon's puzzle. When it comes to shirayim and the smicha, oh, we're not so makbid. Okay, it's not the end of the world. Why? Amarta posel ba'azos. I'll tell you why. Well, posel ba'azos shema'akvos b'chol makom. Because that's ma'akev every place. It's always ma'akev. Umachshir ani b'smicha v'shirayim. Smicha and Shema, let that go. She'ain ma'akvos b'chol makom.
It's always ma'akev. Only the first one is ma'akev.
Okay, but it's something. Smicha, there are some kabbalas that don't ever have to do smicha. Right. Shirayim, that's not never ma'akev. She'ain ma'akvos b'chol, it's never ma'akev. None of it's ma'akev. So therefore, that will be ma'akev. Now, what we did this whole Amid, what's this even talking about? What's going on here? What's that seven? What's that four? Now, Amar Mar. Now we're going to explain this whole Amid Beis. We're going to explain in much greater detail. It's the whole daf tomorrow. All right, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Yes.